Tonight on The Bachelor, Colton wrote a book and gave out his number on Instagram. Could this be a cry for help? Then, no one knows how to pronounce basic words. They have the beauty, but where's the brains? Plus, Pete sends Alea home. Did he make the right decision? All that and more. It's our most dramatic season ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we are back again for another week of Bachelor Nation.
Kay, there's one thing I want you to know about me.
What?
I would never steal your champagne.
I'm not a champagne stealer.
I am not a champagne stealer.
It just, okay, I will go into what that whole thing is about later, but I have lots of thoughts on that. So Bachelor Nation news, there was really only one thing. So Colton wrote a book.
Yeah, which I was like trying to do a little bit of research to see if it was ghostwritten or if he actually wrote it.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of people do. But I thought it was really funny because we talked last week about the Starbucks gift cards and like Chipotle gift cards.
Yeah.
And now he's turned it into text farming.
Oh, yeah. He gave his number out, quote unquote.
Quote his number, yeah. And I mean, whatever, genius, go ahead and do it. But just so everyone knows, that is not Colton texting you. That's like some bot somewhere.
Definitely. I wonder if it's also from an iPhone or if it's from like a green thing that's like text stop to be no longer want to receive these messages.
I wonder how you even get off of those if it's something like that.
I don't know. I honestly think if it is,
I bet in the future he's got to use it for something. Like guaranteed he's going to launch a website and like a workout plan. And,
oh yeah, for yeah. sure. Okay. But yeah, so Colton has a book.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I'm actually interested to read it. I'm definitely going to read it just because I have got to know what it's
I'll
all about.
It. Yeah, I'll read it. I've always liked Colton. He's funny and self-aware. Not a lot of people that are in this world, like when they get through everything, are they able to laugh at themselves? And mm-hmm. he's always been able to laugh at himself.
Definitely. Okay, so jumping into things, make sure you guys review for the right reasons. We actually have a winner this week. So if you guys rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast, we will pick our favorite review of the week, obviously 5 stars, and we're going to read the reviews out loud. And after we pick the winner, make sure you DM us and we will get you a code so you can get your free Bachelor mug.
Okay. This is a new process. And I don't know if you noticed, but there was more airline dates this week. And of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, of course, to kick off our get mugged, I still want to call it, but review for the right reasons. Sure, that's catchy too. We have airline/bachelor safety from Lauren G, it looks like,
which Lauren G, is kind of hilarious. 711.
She talks about Lauren in this.
Of course.
Okay. So this is supposed to be like airline flight attendant safety instructions. Hello, betches. Welcome aboard. Wow, this is going to be my flight attendant voice, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like I need to be like, you know how pilots are always really nasally? Like,
are they nasally?
Hello. Yeah, I feel like. Actually, no, it's like this. It's like, hello, welcome aboard flight 24. Our flight will be, and then I'm not going to keep doing
okay,
that.
Okay, let's
keep. Two, it'll seem like much longer. Your captain today is Pilot Pete. Please buckle up your seatbelts as we do expect turbulence, precipitation in the form of contestant tears and patches of Hanavi. Make sure to fasten your last initial or middle name to your super basic first name and keep it fastened until the pilot has sent the other Lauren home.
We will be serving lots of drinks on this flight.
This pilot is clever. I like this.
I know. The pilot asks from experience for you to drink out of your own freshly opened bottle of champagne before offering it to anyone who might need help. We ask that you keep all baggage stowed until you need your sob story to move forward at the end of the rose next rose ceremony. All electronic devices are prohibited at as this flight depends on your own complete removal from reality until you deplane without a rose. Our pilot looks forward to getting to his final destination, and his co-pilot Chris Harrison would like to remind you that this will be the most dramatic flight ever. We know you have many choices for reality TV drama, and we like to thank you for choosing to fly Bachelor Nation. Boom. This was awesome. Love that. So Lauren G 711 711, make sure to DM us so we can get you your code.
I think that's like an area code. 711, or do you think she's this 711, or is it 711? She really likes 711.
It could be 711. All right, Derek, start us off.
Okay, this episode opened hilariously. I loved the editing that started with it. It's just Chris going, and tonight the drama continues, and it opens on the fountain, which turns into a rain sound. And
oh, yeah.
Then it's just the girls crying.
It was just like a National Geographic. I thought I had the wrong channel at first because it was all these like montages of flowers and whatever. But yeah, so it opens up onto the girls.
We're still on Champagne
Gate. And we're still on the whole Champagne Gate. And obviously you can tell that most of the girls are completely over it.
Yeah,
but
they're all in their athleisure, meaning they're like getting ready to promote all of this on their Instagram this week.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I don't know any of the athleisure brands that people promote, but
I haven't seen any.
Also, when did that word start becoming something that I know? Athleisure?
That's been a long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm judging myself now for even knowing what that word is.
Athleisure's been around for a minute. But anyways, so
Cool.
So Victoria P gets the first group date, which...
One-on-one date.
Or one-on-one date, sorry. And they go like cowboy boot shopping and line dancing, which is interesting.
Did you see this in Pete?
No, not really, but... I
think all the rest of the dancing makes sense now after seeing this, because like this is what he meant by he is a dancer, is he line dances.
He line dances.
Very on brand.
Yeah, I mean, most of us can cha-cha slide, but I guess
it's pretty much the same thing as line dancing.
But I loved that they put him in very outfit appropriate or like situation appropriate clothes. He was very in like a, he was in a...
The flannel shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lumberjack chic, mm-hmm. if you will. And she got this red cowboy hat and it looked amazing on her.
I mean, I'm into the whole little cowboy look. My dad only let us listen to country music when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I was driving with my mom, she would play other stuff. But my dad would be like, turn that crap off. And he'd put country music on. So I actually love country
the
music.
Iowa life.
I guess so.
That's what
that
is. I
have been line dancing many times. It's actually super fun.
I've never been line dancing, but
there's one in New Jersey we should go.
Line dancing in New Jersey. It's just that just
you can't. There's none in the city.
That feels so bizarre. I really liked their date, and I really like Victoria P way more than I thought I was going to, for sure.
Me too. She is by far one of my favorite contestants. I mean, honestly, like in a couple of years, actually. She gives you the sense that she could never do wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like she would not be ever lying about anything.
Just
like, I don't think she has that in her. Even when, like later on when Pete asks her that uncomfortable question and she's like, okay. And you can see her, she has to say it. She can't help but just like tell the truth.
Yeah, just tell the truth. But so she ended up talking about her life growing up and how her dad passed away and then her mom, you know, suffered with addiction, and she lived in shelters growing up and very much being the rock for her sister and her mom while going through all of that time. And so that really, it was really nice to see somebody, you know, open up about that kind of stuff on the show. I mean, we've seen that before, but for some reason, this felt just a little bit different.
Yeah. And you could see Pete, like when he's listening to her, he's like feeling it. You know, because mm-hmm. she's crying. I can't imagine talking about this on like, you know, national television like this. My thing was like, I had a girl who broke my heart. I didn't cry about it, but
yeah,
that was like, that is far different from talking about the difficult life that you've had to live in like the hardest parts of your life ever. You know,
for sure.
One thing that I thought was really funny, they like made a subtle point, and I wonder how many people caught this. remember when they're in the car and Victoria was like, red or white wine? And he says red.
Yeah.
She's just like, yes. And then later at the bar, they show the bartender like is like, here's your drinks. And they zoom in on the drinks and she's getting a white wine.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, okay. So to sort of like touch on that, I am definitely more of a white wine drinker, but in certain occasions I like will get red.
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting that they talked about that and they definitely made a point to show it.
On our season, JoJo drank white wine only. And I remember one time I asked her, I was like, I can't, because she asked me what I like. And I was just like, I can't drink white wine. And she said, honestly, I don't really like it either that much, but I'm not going to put red wine all over my teeth.
Yeah.
And be talking on TV. And I was like, oh, I've been doing that this whole time.
Yeah, and then you have purple. Then you have purple
my
teeth.
My mouth is just purple all season long.
That's what happens. I'll drink red wine and I'll do an Instagram story and I'm like, wow, my teeth look like I have like like I had just eaten a purple or a grape sucker. It's so gross. But yeah. Red wine does taste better.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
Anyway, so it ends up flashing back to the house and Kelsey and Hannah Ann finally have their, you know, final talk or whatever.
They end the finasco.
You just gave away my punchline.
Sorry, I told it. There's a few more punchlines for us to use throughout.
Yeah.
So.
So they're going back and forth about, you know, Kelsey was really upset with Hannah Ann for using the word bully. And
yeah, by the way, so Kelsey comes up and grabs Hannah Ann, which I think is kind of important. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But Hannah seems into it too.
Right.
She's like, yeah, we do have to talk about this.
Sure. So they end up having their talk and what Derek said before. So Hannah Ann goes, you know, the whole champagne finasco. And I just heard that and I go, God, this is cringy because I remember it was on a preview earlier.
Was it?
Yeah. And a bunch of people sent it. And so I was like, oh, this is going to be great when it actually comes out. I don't understand how I get she meant fiasco, but where is the confusion?
I don't know. What I really thought was funny, a bunch of people were like talking about this in the group and people were just like throughout the whole episode, just keying in on the fact that, even in the
subtitles,
the credits, yeah, they were putting exactly,
yeah, what they were like saying,
making fun of the fact that these girls were totally screwing up for it.
Yeah. So it was definitely, it was all in the subtitles, which yeah. was amazing.
Makes it 10 times better.
Definitely. And so at the end of it, so it goes back to the date and, you know, Feeder said to Victoria P, he goes, you know, I've never been inspired by so much by anyone in my entire life. And in my head, I absolutely think, yes, it is. What she said was very inspiring and very touching. And I mean, I can't imagine going through that myself, but you've known her for maybe like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Max. I mean, of course, you have to say this sort of stuff on TV, and
I do feel like he probably wasn't ready for that story. That's kind
of,
that's
no, I don't think any of us was any of us were ready.
That's like Kaylin's story, you know. Like Colton was like, "Oh wow,
yeah,"
not you know prepared to all of a sudden have to. I get that because that was how it was with like Demi sharing her that she was bisexual with me, and all of a sudden you're like, "Oh wow." How do I handle this? You know, you like want to be really mm-hmm. super present. And I don't know. Pete did a good job, I think, though.
For sure.
I mean, he was not. You don't know that what you're going to get thrown at you.
No, absolutely not. But Victoria ends up getting the rose, which is great. Mm-hmm. And they end up going back to the house. And Alea, this whole episode turns into the Alea episode, which I'm surprised we didn't touch more on the champagne. I thought they were going to drag it out hard.
I have a couple things I want to finalize on that, on the champagne.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Kelsey said almost the exact words that I said on this podcast last week. She said, using unkind words to you, which I'm sorry for, but it is not bullying. Like she admits that she used unkind words, you know? And then Hannah Ann is just like, well, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to agree to disagree. No, Hannah, Kelsey is right. Bullying is a over and over and over again kind of thing, or at least a couple of times. It's not mm-hmm. a one-time tiff that you have with somebody. So you're wrong. You don't get to say that. But the best part was that after, and this is why I said the champagne sealer thing. After they talk about it and they're like, Kelsey's really trying to get into just what it means about them and, you know, apologize, but also stand up for herself at the same time, which is always hard to do. But that Hannah Ann goes back to the, I would just never steal anyone's champagne. And she's just like, it is not about the champagne. Right. I don't love champagne so much
yeah.
that I'm so mad that you stole the champagne.
She's just pissed about the whole talking about her to Pete and saying right. all this stuff. Yeah. For sure.
And then we don't really see much of either of them the whole rest of the episode.
No, that just, the whole thing just reminded me of, you know, going to a club and some girl coming over and taking the champagne and the other girl's getting mad because you grabbed the drinks from the table. It's like, this wasn't yours. But
that's amazing because I actually wrote, is she drunk already? On my notes, because I was like, why is she hammering in on this one thing? This mm-hmm. is so dumb.
Okay, so yeah, Alea, this turns into the Alea episode, and you sort of see a side of Alea that we haven't really seen before because she has this airplane outfit on, or at least like the captain's hat, and her wine glass, and is very much making this whole thing. It seems like a character.
Yeah, it does.
It's very much like a character, which is what they end up getting into at the end of the throughout the entire rest of the episode.
She also starts calling the girls bitches, like in a fun way, trying to be like the fun girl.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And
read.
You can see literally all the other girls are like, "Don't call us that."
Yeah,
they don't say it. Like, they don't show them saying it, but you can see all of their faces are just like, "Please don't."
Yeah, just because it doesn't read well, she's not saying it in the right way. It comes off very weird and cringy, and I'm trying to be cool, but...
Yeah, she keeps saying this pilot wife life thing.
I don't know. She stresses me out.
Okay, what's your like overarching feelings about Alea? Just like lay it out about the whole episode.
I think that what the other girls were saying is very accurate. I mean, you can hear it in the way she speaks to the in-the-moment interviews, the way she's speaking to Pete, the way she's speaking to all the other girls. It's very turned on. It always feels very acty. She even said to Sydney, the other, I guess, in the evening after the group date or whatever, mm-hmm. when they had that tiff or whatever, she said, you know, I'm just used to being perfect and, you know, knowing what to say and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, okay, well, this is exactly what we were all talking about.
One of the girls said at one point in time that her voice changes like 5 octaves. I don't even remember who said that.
It was Lexi. But
then I started to notice it. And when Peter would come up, she would go, hi.
Yeah.
And I would just like, that sounds like nails on a chalkboard. Yeah, I think the one thing that I think she's one of those people who she even says like, I'm always nice, but she says nice things. She says mean things in a nice way with a nice voice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She doesn't notice it. Like she thinks it because she masks it like that other people aren't. But there was just like multiple times throughout it where she would throw like some shade a little bit, but it would be with a nice tone, as if that means that it's a nice thing. No, it's not a nice thing.
No.
Everybody picked up on that.
Exactly.
And so I think that's like, I think that's where she obviously has a lot to learn from all of this. I mean, well, actually, who knows? Because we'll see what happens next week.
Right? Yeah.
But anyway, that's my thoughts.
Okay.
Now, sorry. I wanted to get your feel.
No. So Demi shows up and she comes into the house, you know, wakes everybody up with this, not a pillow fight, but yeah, sort of like a pillow fight. They have these two women, champagne and killer.
Lols. I mean, champagne.
Yeah, of course. It just keeps going.
The producers are amazing.
Yeah, amazing is the exact word.
Twist the knife just a little bit more. They did. They zoomed in on Hannah Ann's face too. The second that,
right,
that Demi said champagne.
Okay, so how do you feel about past contestants coming back repeatedly to the show?
Yeah. Well, I mean they have to do it. They want people like that's somebody that they can connect with. You know. And Demi's like fun. Demi gets really nervous on TV. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when it's any sort of.
she's like, Queen Demi.
No. But at first, she's not good at.
You're seeing it different than we are, I think.
Totally, because yeah. I know her so well. Yeah. Wink. So you see there's like two different parts where has to like intro what's going on versus then her just like getting to use her personality, which
right,
is where she obviously totally shines. Yeah.
Sure.
Because that's where when she's just saying stuff off the cuff, that's what's so fun and like amazing about her. But I think it always is like a little bit weird of a feeling. And you can tell that like Pete and Demi don't really know each other very well.
Yeah, at all.
There's no like.
She was like, yeah, friendship. Pete's one of my really good friends. And I'm like, since when?
They always use, or they do, they always, they usually have like bachelors at the beginning give the guy advice. So I was surprised they didn't do that this time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any bachelor guys that have, you know, done really well that should be giving advice to anyone at this moment. But
I feel like they, like Ari obviously has a real story, but I feel like they've tried to forget Ari as a whole franchise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was just curious because when they bring back the other cast members, it's like, yes, I like being able to see a face that I recognize and that I know and that I relate with. But I feel like they do it a lot now.
Yeah. I mean, I think this makes sense because it was supposed to be like a surprise for Pete too. And it's a fun thing. It's like a
right.
goofy, doesn't matter. This is
no,
just to like
of course.
Screw around kind of thing. Yeah.
I
do love Fred Willard every time he's on this show. They always bring him on for extra color commentary on these little things with Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been on the show like 20 times now.
I also can't believe how old he looks at this point.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He is aged.
What was like first thing that you remember him from? It was like, was he in American Pie? It was something like that.
I don't remember, but I know. I mean, I know who he is, but I know his face, but I couldn't tell you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, anyway, so Demi shows up, wakes the girls up and basically tells them, you know what, here's your group date. And everybody, all the girls on the group date open up these bags and they all get pieces of they all get PJs, and Kiara's like, we all get these like really cute lingerie sets.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, how is this happening again for the second time in this episode? I said, I was like, the next group date needs to be a reading and writing class.
I saw that. That was a really funny tweet.
This is crazy.
Did you, you know what I just thought of? What wasn't the commercial Pete was on for like Sylvan Learning Center or something like that? Coming back around full circle. Let's get Sylvan Learning Center in here.
Listen, can I just say that I did some time at Sylvan Learning Center when I was young, and I'm proud of it.
You know how to say lingerie.
I know how to say lingerie, but it was for math because numbers. So I wonder if, you know, the commercials that I saw when I was younger were Pete. I mean, we're about the same age, so it makes somewhat sense.
I feel like I'm going to forget this later when we bring it up. So the other one that somebody uses is Alea later on says disgenuine, which is not a word either.
Oh, my God.
And Pete does like 2 seconds later be like, it's interesting that you something something disingenuous. Like he says the right word.
Oh, yeah. And subtle like, right, correcting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good work, Pete. And then just, since we're on it. So Sydney uses multiple times the word facade. So thumbs up to Sydney for a good vocabulary.
Sydney, you got it. Using the word. Just because she says facade, she has a good vocabulary.
I don't know.
The bar is low, guys.
Although Sydney was just randomly eating an avocado at one point that still had the seed inside of it.
Yeah, I mean, unless she had a knife at one point to, you know, stab
well,
it.
How did she cut it open in the first place?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm going all over the place right now. Tangents. Back to the Demi's Pillow Fight Club. So I don't really understand how you win this game.
Well, it was just basically like
it's Fight Club, right? So just like.
Well, it's like wrestling, sort of, or not Fight Club, but boxing. So they're hitting each other with pillows, and I guess the first one down is a knockout, you know, that sort of a...
But then some of them are, like, pushing each other down, and they didn't win.
I don't know.
Like, this is a dangerous...
I don't know, but it looked fun. I mean, it looked like a fun date. I would love to have gone on that. I know...
That would have been super fun.
Yeah, I would have wanted to be the girl in the muumuu. I feel like you would have full range of motion.
You would nothing would be falling out.
Yeah, full range of motion in the muumuu, not having to worry about how cute you looked.
Wait, did Sarah tell you anything about this date?
No, not really. I mean,
smoked?
Yeah, she got smoked. So she was up against Kiara, who doesn't even know how to pronounce the word lingerie. But Sarah was murdered this episode. I mean, she's very small, though. I mean, like, I am not tall. I'm about 5'4", and I looked like a tall giant next to her.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, she's very, very short. She's like 5 foot.
I feel like a lot of these girls must be tiny then.
I mean, yeah. I mean, most of the girls that I've met have been small, but...
You can't tell on the rose ceremonies because they're all at like different levels. And mm-hmm. They're not really just like next to each other.
Yeah. So
anyway,
who ends up? Oh, Alea ends up winning the challenge.
Yeah. Did you notice that Alea and Sydney Sydney had been saying things a little bit earlier before this challenge thing. Did you notice that Alea and Sydney went against each other twice?
Like, oh, no.
They were already.
Did they? They would. Oh, they. Uh-huh. Or was it the same clip and they just showed it?
I mean, they could have done that, too.
Right.
But they showed them before Demi was like, okay, I picked the two most ferocious fighters or whatever she said.
Gotcha.
And it was them again. So either it was the same clip twice or
they actually brought them back.
They were really trying to get this to happen.
Honestly, I can see that. I bet it was a nice stress reliever for Sydney, because you could tell she was not having it.
She was for sure annoyed.
Also, one of the funny things that I heard was Kelly said, you know, I'm a little nervous because who wants to see their attorney dressed up in lingerie during a pillow fight? And I'm like, okay, Kelly, if you actually think you're going to go back to being an attorney after all of this and not, you know, sign up for your XYZ sponsored ads, I mean, good for you. That's great.
She doesn't want any of the Alea shade ending up on her right now. She's trying to stay professional. Obviously, I'm going back to my job. Wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink. Sure.
Well, yeah. So you're, like you said, Alea wins. Again, I don't really know why. I really think this was just, they just randomly picked somebody.
Right.
Or maybe Demi thought she was hot. Who knows?
What? Oh, Demi. I guess Demi did. Demi chose who the winner was. Okay. But after all of that, they end up going to the evening portion of it. And Kelly and Pete finally talk again, which the first time in a while that we've seen them have a conversation. And he's still very much into her and is invested in her, and even asked her, he's like, do you think this could actually work for you? Is this something that would actually happen? And I thought she was going to say no. At first, she sort of went into the whole, well, I mean, it's very difficult. If you ask me, if it wasn't worth it, I wouldn't still be here. And but she did say yes. And I'm interested to see how far Kelly goes.
All right. Another little subtle thing I noticed, because I'm the beard guy now, of course. So during this conversation, also Kelly says that she doesn't like his beard, that she just likes it when it's scruff. Guess what he has the next day when he shows up for the pool party?
Just scruff?
Uh-huh. He trimmed it down.
Oh, interesting.
The next day.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Right after she said that.
I mean, I feel, I'm glad he did.
Well, by the way, that really wasn't even a beard.
No, that was scruff.
Yeah.
So but she still likes a bare face.
Right. That's a common thing with like lawyers and bankers, because that's what all the guys around them do, because like everybody shaves. I don't, but.
Right. I mean,
I'm such a badass.
I think that you don't have to shave as long as you like it's.
No, that's still very much a thing.
Well, I mean, the military, you don't have to do it. If you came with like a beard, you can keep it.
Yeah, but that's still like a lawyer banker kind of thing in to make sure that you still have. Yeah, you have a shaved face.
Interesting. Anyway. Okay. Noted.
ADD episode. The most ADD episode we've ever had here, because I keep going in a different direction.
Okay. So they end up having this pool. We already talked about the pool party.
We didn't talk about Alea that night. That's when things kind of finally get heated between she and Sydney. And so like in the first place, she goes and talks with P, and like he definitely seems attracted to her. But all he can really tell her is that she thinks she's really, you know, like pretty and puts the crown on her and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell just like by comparison to exactly what you just said with Kelly, how he's like talking about real life stuff. And with her, it is really like scratching the surface, I think.
Yeah, it's very all very pretty stuff. It's easy, fluffy.
The easy, fluffy. Yeah, good. I like that.
You know, one of the things that her and Alea and Sydney talk about is that Alea was like, you know, he's seen all of these different sides to me. He's seen all of my, you know, my good things when we were talking, like, you don't know our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, at what point? Because I haven't seen any of this stuff. So if he hasn't, yeah. I don't know how we would have seen that either. So I really think this whole Alea stuff is out of control, because I'm not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan either. I just loved how Sydney started the whole thing. She just stands up and walks over towards Alea and just goes, so do you like work at all?
Yeah. So like do you even work, or like what is this? No, it's true.
Yeah. And it turns into more of a conversation about being like on the Miss USA stuff and everything, which comes back around later. But I don't know. In the end, I have never liked somebody who is that like bubbly, perfect person ever. You know, like all my friends are very much able to be like, yeah, some shit's going on, and just like talk with me openly about that,
yeah,
instead of trying to always like sugarcoat stuff. So
right.
I do feel like that's what we're getting from Alea, and that's why this is happening to her.
Well, at the pool party, Peter ends up, he brings it up, and then we have, you know, multiple girls, Natasha, Lexi, and Kelsey, all basically rat out Alea and say, you know, yeah, her voice changes the second the cameras are around, she snaps out of it, you know, all of these different things. And so you have all of these different women coming up to him, telling him the same exact thing. And then on the other side, you see Alea chatting with Hannah Ann and McKenna, And basically...
She's basically talking at them, by the way. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Hannah and McKenna are just dead-faced the whole time, just like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she's on a full... Mm-hmm. She's on a full stop. She's spiraling.
Tailspin.
Yeah, spiraling.
Bring it to the airplane.
And then, we talked about this before, but Sydney and Alea finally talk, and she said that Peter's seen all of these sides to her, but I don't know. Pete ends up talking to her again and somehow seems like he believes her. And then Alea's on cloud nine because she's like, you know what? We're back on it. He believed me. He knows. And hearing her say all this stuff is just proof that she's just trying to get him to believe whatever she's saying and doesn't really, it's not really personal and real.
I totally agree. She's saying what she needs to for him to like trust her, because then the second time around, so then Victoria P, he finally has this conversation with her about the fact that they were both on Miss USA together, which I forgot that Victoria P was in Miss USA too. This is like this mm-hmm. whole, what is the deal with all of these pageant girls?
I mean, this is the perfect show. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the perfect show to be on.
They didn't quite get the back and forth with the pageant girls last year that they wanted. So this was like their makeup. Because remember, Hannah B and Kaylin like made up too quickly, I feel
yeah,
like.
It was a little too quick.
Uh-huh. But when they come back, I will say, basically, Alea tells Pete, this is me, whatever, shortening it, but she's like, well, it's not that I wanted to lie or that I lied to the producers. It's just that I lied once. And so she starts off with this like, well, I didn't lie, and then says that she lied, which is right. Exactly the problem. Like the second that somebody tells me something like that, I'm going, okay, you're just going to say whatever it is to mm-hmm. make it sound like you weren't lying right now. That's not the kind of person I want around me. The kind of people that you want around yourself are people who are going to go, yeah, that was dumb, but can we move forward?
Yeah. I mean,
that's like Kelly earlier, where she's like, yeah, I really didn't think this show would work and I would have gone home. But like, I do like you, so I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
That totally different feeling. And he's totally into her versus this where, you know, it's a weird vibe.
Right. And well, the reason it all comes up is because he asked Victoria P, he was like, you know what? I really trust you and I trust your opinion. And I think you're a person that I can talk to about this. And he asked her, he goes, did Alea ask you not to tell the producers that you guys knew each other? And she told him. And when Pete does confront Alea about it, I mean, she instantly freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Her face is completely stunned. And you can tell she's like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, shit. I've been caught in this lie. But she still, you know, like you said, takes it and runs with it and acts like she didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, we end up going to the rose ceremony.
Yeah, Chris comes in and is just like, Peter went home. By the way, so Pete's just staying at home. Did you notice that was his car? Like, he just drove up in his car. And doesn't he live with his parents?
I mean, I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would stay at my parents' place too if I lived right down the street.
I'm just saying, Pete's getting some extra special treatment.
I don't know any of the... you'd have to explain.
So usually they stay in some kind of... Because they always show, like, they'll usually show them getting ready, the bachelor mm-hmm. or bachelorette, and they're staying in either in a hotel nearby or like an Airbnb kind of thing.
Right.
Like a smaller, obviously it's not a mansion for just them, but like their own place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe Pete just like is driving his own car and went there or something.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
it just surprised me that he drove up in his own car. Because, like, he drove in with the truck the day before. They've usually got like, a prop car or something.
That's true. I guess I guess I don't think about that or haven't noticed. That's a really interesting take. Because now I'm going to have to keep watching and see what he drives up in next.
Well, I think we've only got one. I think this is the last week in the mansion.
Yeah, I think they leave next week. Okay, so at the rose ceremony, he ends up sending Sarah, Jasmine, Alexa, and Alea home. And...
Chris took away the extra rose that was meant for Sarah.
Yeah, Chris, which it has to be. It had to have been meant for Sarah. At first, I was like, why is he taking away this rose? Like, that doesn't. But if he really felt like he didn't have a connection with any of these girls, I guess why, you know, keep another girl around just because.
I will say Sarah looked all week like she was just not about being there anymore. Her face, like at all the different points that they showed her, she was like, I'm over this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully she'll be. I'm hoping she'll be on Paradise, but who knows? Who knows? But at the end, after he sends Alea home, this is very much a like regretful moment. You see him.
Yeah.
You see him with one of the producers, and he's like, you know what? I don't think I want her to leave right now. I'm not sure if I want her to leave. I don't know if I made the right decision. And he's conflicted about all of us. I was listening to the other girls and not thinking about what I really feel and what I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that many people saying the same exact thing, if it was one person, if it was just Sydney, fine.
Right.
But it was multiple women.
This is what we call a red flag, Peter.
Like a huge, huge, huge red flag.
Everyone is like, red flag or deal breaker, actually. Everyone is like, deal breaker.
Yeah.
Telling him that.
Telling him that this is a bad, bad sign. But next week on the show, Alea apparently comes back. There's a whole preview of her coming back. And
all right, what do you think? Okay, so yeah, previews. There's that. And then there's the whole Chase Rice thing with Victoria F., which should be very interesting.
Yeah, that's... Victoria F. apparently is hooked up with Chase Rice, or dated him. I want to say hooked up because I'm assuming it's just hooked up.
It's probably some sort of
mix between the two. Yeah. And I cannot wait to see how Pete gets caught off guard with that, because I can't imagine anything more awkward.
We'll have to put on the game whether Alea is coming back for good or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Personally, I feel like it's a very... Taylor Nolan thing. Remember when she came back and Corinne was like, it was a 2-on-1 and they pulled it out to the next week and she came back and Nick was just like, now go home.
Honestly, I don't even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that, but I don't even remember. I guess it was so long ago at this point. My brain only has X amount of capacity.
Honestly, I have trouble remembering what happened at the beginning of every episode. When we start this up again, I'm just like, oh my God, I forgot that stuff happened when I look back at my notes.
Right. Okay. So now it's time for something sweet, salty, and cheesy. It's the Skinny Pop Moments of the Bachelor Week. Do you want me to read the before we start? We'd like to.
I can read it.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Hold on. I just wasn't ready for it. Before we start, we want to thank our Before we start, we want to thank our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. It's gluten-free popcorn with super delicious, crunchy... Sorry, guys. Before we start, we want to thank our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. It's gluten-free popcorn with the super delicious, crunchy kernels that come in flavors like butter and cheddar, so you can snack without compromise. Find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. And don't forget to sign up for And don't forget to sign up for Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop. Register now at bachelorfantasy.betches.com. That's bachelorfantasy.betches.com.
Okay, so Skinny Pop moments of the week. Honestly, I'm going to start with the sweet moment. I think we can both agree it was Victoria P, her and her confession to Peter about, you know, how she grew up, her whole life. I thought that was super touching. I really like Victoria P.
Me too. And his understanding of it was, I think, important. Mm-hmm.
It was really, really sweet.
Because that can be, I can imagine, and just like the way that she was sharing it, I can imagine that that was something that she's seen as almost like a wrong thing or a bad thing in her life. Because, you know, when we're kids, people like actually bully each other and pick on each other about these kinds of family things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important for us as adults to see someone handle this like Peter and just be like, I'm sorry. I can't even imagine that you had to go through that, but thank you for being an amazing person, you know?
And showing that.
Yeah. Tough to basically be the mom when you're a kid, you know? That's really what she did. She was like an adult when she was just such a little baby.
Definitely.
I had the same sweet moment. Okay, my salty moment is McKenna at the very end. So when it's down to the last few roses.
And she's like fully freaking out. Yeah. I mean, I honestly was surprised he kept McKenna.
I just liked what she said. So
I don't even remember.
She's crying and she goes, I just worry that he's not going to get the opportunity to get to know me. So it was about Pete getting to know her.
That's
as if it was like he's gonna lose out on this instead of
I just wanted
instead
to know
of her getting to know him, yeah, better. So that's why it's salty for me, because it was very much like, I'm so good and I just want him to know me.
No, that's it's so true. I'm surprised she stayed. I really am surprised she was still here. But my salty moment was the pool party when everybody ratted out Alea and she got caught in her lie. Yeah. That was her face. It went ghost white and she didn't even know what to say. That was my salty moment. Okay, so cheesy. I thought the pillow fight section was very cheesy. Yeah. I think it was just a filler date. There was nothing that happened. Nobody was making any real connections. It was just like, let's get some hot girls in PJs and have a pillow fight, because I don't know why.
I had the same exact thing, because I literally wrote this down. Have you ever had a pillow fight before? Have you ever done that with friends?
Not really.
It's really hard to swing a pillow multiple times and have it be like a fun thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like a pillow is not, they could have done something similar. It's just like, you know, those like gladiator style, the tubes with like big foamy things at the ends, that you can actually like have fun with that and swing it around a little bit in a safe way, versus like a pillow. It is, you're right. It's just like the cheesy pillow aspect.
It's sexier than gladiator.
I don't know if it is.
The pillows or the feathers flying everywhere.
That does nothing
the
for
PJs.
Me. That does nothing for me.
I know, but it's better than having them in like helmets and mouth guards and like.
I don't know. Depends. Okay.
I guess it does depend. But that was the cheesy moment. All right. So thanks again to our sponsor, Skinny Pop Popcorn. You can find Skinny Pop products at shop.skinnypop.com or retailers nationwide. And register now for Bachelor Fantasy by Betches in partnership with Skinny Pop at bachelorfantasy.betches.com.
All right. Thanks. That's it for this week.
Actually, we have our Cringe Harrison.
Oh, shit.
We had to do our Cringe Harrison Award. So my Cringe Harrison this week
was... I'm coming up with mine right now. I forgot about that.
Do you want to pause?
No.
Okay. So my Cringe Harrison this week is when the girls mispronounced Fiasco and Lingerie. So Finasco and Lingerie. I think that was... We just need to go back to school for just a moment and go over some words. That was... really, really cringy watching that happen.
That's honestly the best answer that there is, but I'm going to try and pick something different. So going back through everything, I would say if I had to pick something else, it would be that Hannah Ann during the whole Champagne Gate, like I know Champagne Gate is done, but that she basically was listening zero to Kelsey and just like kept making it about being a champagne stealer.
Just being about a champagne. Yeah, she was totally missing the point of the entire conversation and just kept bringing it back to the champagne. All right, so we will be back next week. Make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe. You can follow us on at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And like I said, Lauren G711, if you DM us, we want to be able to send you your code so you can get your free mug. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
All right. Until then, bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is hosted by Kay Brown
and Derek Pate. Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli. Social media by Kay Brown.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. Betches.